Voyage.
Today's episode is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Quote now at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
What's up? You actually miss me, or do you need something?
I'm looking through an old photo album.
Oh, it sounds like you've been crying.
A tiny amount. Therapy has gotten me thinking about our family. That I wish we were closer to them.
My parents are gone. So is your dad's. It's you, me, and Stern Kid. It's all we got.
Yeah, I know. It's just... Even when they were here...
Your father's death put a chasm between his parents and me.
Why do you always refer to him as my father and not your husband?
Because at the time of his death, he was more your father than my husband.
You guys were having problems?
Every marriage has problems.
You got married when you were 19.
I met him when I was much younger. 15. A couple finds themselves as two very different people a decade later.
I can imagine. I just feel like there's always been so much secrecy and... I don't know. I don't understand why we were never able to have a straightforward conversation about our family.
How is this for straightforward? I was adopted.
What?
Your grandfather, he was a social worker before he got into real estate. He found me at the age of 7 being raised in an illegal brothel that got busted. And your grandmother couldn't have kids, so they fought to keep me.
Sounds like a movie.
Sure. But every movie eventually ends. Real life keeps going.
Why didn't you ever tell me this?
Back then, it was treated as a secret. My past. Where I came from. They thought that kind of info would make it tough for me. I didn't know until I started digging. A person gets old enough, and if they want to find out their past, nothing will stop them.
Then you met my dad when you were pretty young.
We found ourselves at the same magnet school for science and math. He was such a curiosity. Came from this enormous wealth, but always had his head in the books.
Huh. 14 and 18. I'm realizing now that they are very different ages.
I grew up fast. I had to. Besides, girls mature faster than boys.
And you had Stern a few years later.
I did, but we got pregnant when I was 15. I was forced to give her up for adoption.
Wow.
You wanted Memory Lane.
So, Stern forced the family to approve of the marriage.
Your dad was in love. I was legally an adult by the time I had Stern.
And Dad's family trust? That's when Grandpa started getting into real estate.
It was the seed money to get my parents out of working-class Queens into Manhattan's inner circle. Exciting, huh?
Do you ever think about the daughter you gave up?
I was told she went to a good family. That's all I need to know. As I got older, I realized that is all I wanted to know.
You don't think about her at all?
I think about you. And Stern. That's plenty. Why are you so interested in this person you didn't know existed until a few moments ago?
Because... I didn't know she existed until a few moments ago. How can I not be interested? I have a sister.
Family isn't blood, it's the people you choose to be in your life.
Don't we have that stitched on a pillow somewhere?
Well, maybe that will be your birthday present. Catherine?
Yeah?
He barely reached out to me these past weeks. Why now?
I told you. Therapy has got me thinking.
Well then, I hope you get to thinking more often because I love it when you call.
Okay.
But hon, not all of our past should be brought into the light. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
No. Do you hear me?
I hear you. Loud and clear. I'm trying a different beer this time. I think I like the hoppier ones.
If you're going to up our sessions to 3 times a week, then we need to get a handle on a few things.
We can do the work on my relationships, growing up without a dad, blah, 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 but right now I need to explore these memories.
Your grandfather's memories?
That was the face in the mirror staring back at me. And I know you probably think we need to talk through what being in a man's body may be doing to my psyche. Or the Freudian Pandora's box that opened when I saw Grandpa as a handsome young dude staring at me from my own reflection. But I think there's a ticking clock on what's happening in my real life, and these memories are a part of it.
This is uncharted territory for me as well. And if we're going to be on this journey together, you need a clearer handle on your real life.
My mom revealed to me in our conversation that she was never in love with my dad.
How do you know that?
She made a point of saying that he was in love with her. My dad was a brilliant, nerdy, rich kid who wanted 2 things. My mom and his lab work. And teenage Barbara was street smart enough to see this. Dug her claws in and got pregnant to make sure her claws stayed. This guy in my life, Jared, reminds me a lot of my dad in some way. But we're building a genuine friendship that I can see a potential for romantic feelings. And I plan on asking him out on a date later because I know he's too polite to make the first move. Now, can we please get back into this memory so I can see if there's anything I can find out about my family's past? Ooh, that's good.
Okay, lie down. Follow the pendant and listen to the sound of my voice. I'm going to count back from 10. When I get to 4, you will be fully relaxed and open. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Catherine, when you find yourself in the bathroom looking at yourself in the mirror, you will go deeper into your memory. And when I'm ready to bring you out, I will say Blackberry.
Yeah, there he is. Or there I am. He really was a good-looking guy. I'm back out in the hallway. And I'm looking for a file room as I nod to cops walking by me. And I'm pretending like I know where I'm going. Nope, not down here. Shit!
What?
Now everyone in the precinct thinks I'm crazy. Okay, I found it. The file room. Finding anything in the files.
Maiden name.
What?
Would it be under her maiden name for her dad?
Of course. You're right. Grandpa's cases. There doesn't seem to be too many homicide files. I think I can look through all of them. And...
What?
Wake me up. Wake me up now. Thanks for driving.
It's the least I could do on our first official date.
I know this isn't typical.
Meeting your secret sister to exchange information is not typical no matter where you're at in a relationship.
Touché.
There's something bothering me about these memories of yours.
Everything about them should bother you.
I mean that you can explore them. Memories are passive experiences. In these, you're taking action.
So they're not memories?
I don't know. It seems like you have access into your grandfather's world, his past.
Not any less weird.
I know, but it could mean that someone put that access inside you. Right?
So these memories were implanted?
It's a hypothesis. Whatever this is, if we get to the bottom of it, could be huge.
First date, and there is already a we now.
Only fair that we share the credit on the discovery.
Guess we can't date then, if we'll be working together.
One date does not mean dating.
You saying I shouldn't get my hopes up?
Well, it's too late for me. My hopes are up.
I thought maybe you'd be my first normal relationship. Sorry.
Hey, this is the most fun I've had.
Me too.
Maybe ever.
Even though I'm scared shitless half the time.
I guess that's how you know you're having fun. But I gotta ask.
What?
Why me?
What do you mean?
We haven't known each other long. Why not take Stern?
I can trust you.
How do you know?
Because you're not family.
Ooh, cuter in person than on the phone.
It's nice to meet you, Lizzie. You're more Southern in person than on the phone.
Well, aren't you a hoot?
Yes, we're all hoots. Now let's stop embarrassing me.
It's not all about you, darling. Or did our mother not teach you that?
Okay, you got me. Mom is a narcissist and I may be in danger of following in her footsteps.
Maybe knowing that is a big step towards avoiding becoming your mom.
I'm all for having some eye candy around while I work, but I don't know you, Jared. No offense.
None taken.
And as you can see, I came alone, armed with only my looks and my intellect.
Jared can wait at the bar, but I'm still going to fill him in on everything we talk about. I don't have many people I can turn to down here.
Okay, but the eye candy keeps quiet.
You won't even know I'm here.
A little too late for that.
What's that?
What I found on a property that apparently doesn't exist anymore. Grandparents on your dad's side. A little cabin an hour outside the city. Evidence on some illegal dealings that the trust was involved in. Union break-in, mafia ties, corrupt cops. Very 1960s.
This must have been the leverage your mom's side had over them. Threatening to bring it all into the light unless they cut Barbara's family in on the trust.
I think it was just Barbara.
But Mom would have just been a teenager at that time.
A diabolical one. I found the old lawyer who was handling the trust back then, now 88. Mine is still sharp as a tack. Said good old Barbara made sure they got married right after getting pregnant with Stern. And that her name would be co-executor on the trust with your dad. You know what I'm about to say next.
Don't say it out loud.
You know I have to. Or you can say it for me.
In case of Dad's death, Mom got full control of the trust.
And your dad's parents. She had them committed years before. They wasted away in a home.
When did she pull all this together?
Within a year of getting married. It's still circumstantial. If we can't prove she had anything to do with your dad's death.
Yeah. But why did she wait so long?
What do you mean?
If she did have Dad killed, why wait years to do it? Why not just do it after the wedding?
I think to have you.
To have a little version of herself. Especially when she saw how Stern was turning out.
And when she had to give up her first daughter to have one with your dad, a second chance to carry on her legacy.
Lizzie, it's our dad.
What?
When she got pregnant at 16 with you, she was with my dad. So he's our dad.
I mean, we're...
Yeah, full sisters.
All this time? I assumed I was just one of those stupid mistakes a teenager makes.
No. She's been planning this for a long time. Listen, the info I found, it's not exactly in a file. But this is the number of the precinct our grandfather worked in. And here's the file number.
To what?
Barbara was adopted.
I know. Her biological mom worked for a pimp.
That pimp had a brothel. It burned down. A sex trafficking ring. Her mom died in the fire. Along with about 10 other people.
You think Barbara caused it?
She wasn't suspect. But Grandpa had a file on her. I think he was on to her.
This was almost 40 years ago.
The case is technically still open.
Which means whatever evidence there is hasn't been destroyed yet. Which also means... Oh, I need to get back to New York City. Shit. Shit, I hate that city. How did you find this out?
You won't believe me if I tell you.
Then don't tell me. If there's a file and evidence...
We can use it as leverage. Get her to relinquish power of the trust. Lizzie, if I could drink without fainting, I'd be having a celebratory shot with you.
What about you, Jared? You've been awfully quiet.
You told me to keep quiet.
Well, and now I'm asking you a question. You think I'd believe your girlfriend if she told me how she got a hold of this information?
No, but you give me a couple days in the lab and maybe even I'll start believing her.
Oh, this is me. Hopefully we'll talk in a few days with more news.
I'm counting on it.
Jared.
Yeah?
Treat our girl here like the princess she is. Bye now.
Well, she's a trip.
What did you mean back there? About the lab?
I think we should test your DNA. If someone did create or implant something inside you to allow access to your grandfather, that's the only place it could reasonably be. What?
There wasn't one reasonable thing you just said.
Stern, you getting all this?
I am.
This sounds... well, it's not my place to say how it sounds.
No, it isn't.
You want me to continue following Catherine or the other sister?
Keep following Catherine. And Joe?
Yeah.
Have a team ready to go in Florida.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.